I forget that he's not here sometimes. Like maybe he's just hiding under the bed. He's gonna pop out like he used to do. He's trying to make things nice.
You can't. All right, I'm sorry. Things aren't nice anymore.
Becca and Howie had a good life, a happy life, in their suburban New York home. But a chance event, a gate left open, their dog darting out into the street, and their four-year-old son chasing after it into the path of an oncoming car, has drained them of any happiness.
It's been 8 months.
I'm not ready yet, Howie. I'm sorry if you think that that's abnormal.
I don't think it's abnormal at all, but
so what's the problem?
We need to at least head in that direction.
Family members can offer little consolation. Neither does prayer or even group therapy with other bereaved parents.
God had to take her. He needed another angel.
He needed another angel.
Why didn't he just make one? Another angel. I mean, he's God, after all. Why didn't he just make another angel?
In the end, like Alice in Wonderland, in a world turned upside down when she follows after the white rabbit, Becca and Howie have to find their own way to cope when life sends them down their own rabbit hole.
It's about how do you live each day.
Nicole Kidman stars as Becca and is also producer of the film that she says challenged her to confront the terrible possibility that every parent fears most, the death of a child.
It's not the broad strokes, it's the minute strokes of choosing to live each day. How do you live together as a couple, having had the most traumatic loss you'll probably ever have? And how do you still walk through each day and each hour?
It feels like maybe I don't feel badly enough for you. Maybe I'm not feeling enough. What do you want from me?
Something's got to change. Because this, I can't do this like this anymore. It's too hard.
The way that the emotions and the character came to me was through the rawness of loving my children, and I was able to leap there very quickly, and I was amazed at how deep that well is and how available it is.
There's no pictures of them around! There's no fingerprints! There's nothing! Damn it! You have to stop erasing him! You have to stop it!
Do you really think that I don't see him every second of every day?
It's a very difficult place to exist in, but also the words came easily and the emotions, actually, a lot of it was how to keep them in, because they were available, I think, to all of us and all the actors in the film. A lot of it is restraint because, you know, as actors, those areas are mined quite a lot. We're asked to mine those things often, and a lot of it is up to the editing and the director about how you modulate it.
This film isn't a downer. It doesn't suck you into the abyss. The characters are coming out of the abyss as we begin the film, and they're slowly, in their own ways, trying to find their version of coming into the light.
John Cameron Mitchell directed Rabbit Hole, which he acknowledges can be tough for audiences, especially parents, but he believes the balance of abject grief, unexpected humor, and genuine emotion makes it an uplifting, positive experience.
I don't think I would have wanted to make this film unless there was something about it that was forward-thinking, that gave you hope. And the journey they go through is quite intense, punctuated by great gales of humor. Gales, but like relief. There's definitely like a hydraulic letting things out in certain scenes. And it's oddly the kind of gallows humor, which is also part of the process, is very necessary. But we want this film to be a tool for everyone in order to deal with loss, to live their life. That's what these stories are for.
Do you think they're real?
Parallel universes? I think it's basic science. You know, if space is infinite, then everything's possible. There are tons of yous out there, and there's tons of me's floating around.
Yeah. And this is just the sad version of us.
Yeah, I guess.
But there's other versions. Mm-hmm. And in these other versions, everything goes our way.
Assuming you believe in science?
Miles Teller plays the teenaged neighbor, also forever connected to the terrible event. Diane Wiest is Becca's well-meaning mother, whose attempts to console her daughter are met with contempt. Writer David Lindsay Abair adapted his own play for the film script, and the musical soundtrack is by New York composer Anton Sanko. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.